And now, a dramatic reading of a real breakup with a real fraternity. Boner, you are right and wrong. Yes, I was never a, quote, leader, end quote, in the house. I did, however, run for a position and was beat by someone the house saw better fit. No one can say I didn't have the balls to run. I did make an attempt. It would be a different thing if I didn't even make an attempt. I made more than one attempt as well. Not a leader? Let's see. I am a police officer for the United States Navy! Not only that, I am a security force specialist! My rate. Job is to make sure the lives of everyone on base or operation is safe and done in accordance with military law! To further my point, I will work with naval intelligence in extracting information from detainees. If a leader in your definition is just one who lives within a house and makes sure we have food, clean toilets, and our mail is sorted, I think you should check that definition again. So did I fail as a Kappa Sigma? Or as a man? The answer is no! But I did, for the record, do my house job every day. If my own pledge brothers or actors at the time fucked with it on a daily basis, then that is not to say I didn't do it. I did my house job and paid my dues, not failing to mention the grading of my house job was BAS, because that individual didn't like me talking to his friend. Cough. Tyson. Cough. Hugo and Teeth. Butt buddies. Yes, the Navy made me tough. You should try it out sometime. If not then, some other branch. But have the honor to wear dog tags around your neck, and I'm sure we wouldn't be having this discussion. To quit when things are tough? Ha! Ha! Let's see. My baby brother died. I joined the Navy. My ex-fiance left me. Returned to Wabash for a semester. And just passed my Customs and Border Patrol! All in one year. Not only am I military police, but will also be federal police in a few months. What leadership have you done, Hugo, to talk shit to me? Wrestled varsity at Wabash? Congrats. I did that my freshman year. Although I wasn't the best, I was good enough to make varsity. Teeth, you have done administrative stuff the whole time at Wabash and are a groundskeeper. Secretary for this and that. Watch out, big man. Why don't you tell everyone how you managed to fuck me over and keep $120 from me? Not only did you do it like a pussy and avoid me and not tell me like a, quote, man, end quote, you flat out lied. So caution from anyone trying to get a reimbursement from Teeth. Oh, wait. Isn't there money lacking in a fund that should be refunded to everyone that paid a deposit for their key? You can't even give people their hard-earned money back. Very responsible in your duties. Good thing I left early. I may have never got it back. We all know the stairwell was torn off by the freshman. My point was, it is still missing.
But how do you get down the stairs?
Go ahead and talk more shit. Say I am not a leader. When you guys put on your resume, you had this position and this and that. I have done similar things in college. But above that, I will put all the leadership I have done for our country! I hope everyone the best. I tried to be friends with everyone in the house. I brought attractive girls to the house. Would like to be included in social events, played an IM sport, and even patched things up with Jaime. Yet, the tension still existed. Maybe certain people don't like to give second chances, thus making me give up on befriending people. Those people are the ones, when faced with a place called reality, will fall behind. Wabash provided me with tools for success. Others act like tools with their successes. Why wouldn't those individuals be cool in the house? Funny that the guy that worked out every day, hooked up with girls, brought girls and beer in the house, was a military man, wrestled, and tried to be cool with everyone, got the most amount of shit. What was it really, guys? I don't want to sound egocentric and say it was G-lousy, but it sounds like it. I am happy that I am now a part of a brotherhood in South Texas that actually practices what I think it is to be a brother. I don't know all these people, but they are the nicest and coolest group of people I've been around as in a single group. Even though I know a lot of them, I am nowhere hated. Funny, huh? Excuse the grammar and spelling mistakes, guys. I just don't give a fuck about fixing mistakes for people who don't fix their own problems. A-E-K-E-B, for those who care.